AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A federal judge this morning read the charges against a worker at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Carlos de Oliveira made his first court appearance. He was added to an indictment that charges the former president with conspiracy to obstruct justice in the classified documents case. Here's our Rita Foley.
Carlos de Oliveira, an employee of former President Trump's Florida estate. He's accused of plotting with Donald Trump to hide security footage from investigators in the classified documents investigation. The federal case alleges a plot to hide top secret records.
De Oliveira did not enter a plea because he came to court with an attorney who does not have the Florida licensing that's needed. De Oliveira was ordered to surrender his passport. His next court date is August 10th. Members of the House Oversight Committee are scheduled to interview a witness today in their ongoing investigation into Hunter Biden's business dealings. In an interview for Fox News Sunday, committee chair James Comer says they're poring over dozens of bank activity reports as they probe the Biden family business.
He has an opportunity to be a hero, like the two whistleblowers were, like the judge in Delaware was who rejected the sweetheart plea deal from the Department of Justice to Hunter Biden.
The central U.S. is now sweltering with high heat. Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service. And Phoenix finally will get a break from 31 straight days of temperatures over 110. The hot, dry conditions have sparked a big wildfire in California's Mojave National Preserve. Our Donna Warder reports.
Wind-driven flames some 20 feet high in some areas have burned more than 110 square miles, but no structures have been at risk.
Stocks are trending higher. Inflationary fears seem to be settling. This is AP News. Pope Francis is accelerating his church reform agenda.
In October, Francis will hold a big synod at the Vatican to give direction to hot topics such as the place of LGBTQ plus Catholics and women in the church. To then implement the vision that emerges from the synod, Francis has been naming a slew of unusually young bishops for key archdioceses. The Pope's most controversial appointment was that of Argentine Cardinal-elect Victor Manuel Fernandez, who says Francis is proposing a more inclusive church, respectful of different ways of living. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Pope this week will visit Lisbon, Portugal to host World Youth Day. Preparations are underway in Lisbon, where religious officials and church workers are preparing for the pontiff's arrival. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.